CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm here with Lama Surya Das, and we're talking about his book, Buddha Standard Time. And now that we've talked about his book, I have a bunch of random questions about being a Lama that I wanted to ask you. Okay, but first I have to ask you a really interesting question that my husband asked me, because I think this is a fascinating question. He's like, make sure to ask the Lama this. And he was saying that he's a big tech guy, and he was saying that now they've talked a lot about taking the human brain and loading someone's consciousness onto a computer. And he said, I want to know what the Lama would have to say about that. And I thought, I do too.
So I don't know. Me too. Let's ask the Lama. You should tell your husband to look at AskTheLama.com. That's my website where I answer questions.
Okay, we'll ask that then.
Now that we're here alone, you know, and what happens on this show stays on this show, I'll just launch right into my personal answer. First of all, much to my surprise, at a science meeting with the Dalai Lama, and he likes science. He goes to a lot of those mind and life science meetings with world experts. Someone asked him if somebody could be reborn as a computer. A major neuroscientist asked him, and he said he thought about it, and he said yes. It was a big surprise to everybody.
Wow, interesting.
So we don't have time to go into that, but you can read the mind and life science books and website and articles by major scientists with the Dalai Lama. Very interesting. So.
So now can I ask you my other random questions about...
Consciousness is like a computer in that it's programmed, it's conditioned. But we have to, I think, look into who is doing the conditioning and see if we can get our hands on the software and improve ourselves that way. That's kind of the point of living more consciously and intentionally, of mindfulness, of prayer, of meditation, of contemplative practice, of mental health and mind trainings of all kinds, so that we can... go from like 1.0 to 2.0 to 30.0 to 60.0 or whatever, better.
Right. So, well, it depends on who's, you're saying it depends on who's doing the programming.
Yes.
Is that what you
said?
Yeah.
Do you want to be programmed by your upbringing, or do you have any say in it? Do you want to have any agency in your own life? Are you going to be victim or master? That's the question.
Yeah, I guess that's true with any software program, right? Or anything that you look at that's computerized. It's who's doing the programming, and is it a programming that essentially
why?
Serves
and
you well?
And then we can apply it to ourselves. If we're programmed in a certain way, even addictions are just a very heavy habit. You know, we can be reconditioned and deconditioned. Even addictions, not just ordinary habits. We can obviously be reconditioned. We can recondition and decondition ourselves. That's why I think of these things as trainings, and I try to write my books and give my teachings and retreats based on tips and techniques that I've learned to help people make their lives better and find well-being, happiness, freedom, and relief, like relief from time strain and stress in this book, Buddha Standard Time, and in others, Awakening the Buddha Within, and so on, and realize that we're all Buddhas by nature, not Buddhists, Buddhas by nature. We just have to awaken and recognize who and what we truly are. That's the Buddha's teaching, that we're all Buddhas by nature. We just need to awaken, that's the meaning of enlightenment, and recognize the Buddha within or the divine within each of us and all of us, not just human beings.
So the other question is, what do you do with your humanness? You know, because I'm sure, and someone said,
accept it and enjoy it. And put it in the service of the higher things, like the all, whether you call it God or all beings or the planet. Not just selfish ends, but put it in service of the all. Like you're doing a public service by having this very far-reaching radio show and having all kinds of guests and talking about important matters. So I think that's a great contribution, and that's the kind of thing I try to do, too, with my own teaching and writing and conferences and so on.
Okay, so I know, I think I already know your answer, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Because someone was talking to me and said, well, you know, the Dalai Lama never gets pissed off. And I assume that they probably think Lama Surya Das never gets pissed off. What do you do when
Screw
you get...
them.
Oh, great.
I hate it when the Yankees beat the Red Sox. I love all beings, but I live in Massachusetts, I'm still a Red Sox fan. That's the humanness.
Okay, so where do you do that? The Yankee beats, they beat the Red Sox. You're like, oh, what do you do? Or you're like, oh, Mani Padma, oh, my.
No, I complain. I call my friends and moan and curse. Cursing, whining helps.
I also love it. Okay.
Whining, kvetching helps a lot if you're Jewish.
Okay. Kvetching.
Otherwise, just ordinary whining and moaning and complaining and, you know, and like scapegoating George Steinbrenner or somebody. That helps
that
a lot.
That makes me very happy. This is a very nice, happy ending to this call. I love that you kvetch and whine and complain. It makes me feel a little bit better about myself.
It's like laughing therapy. You know, there's also complaining therapy, whining therapy. Just don't whine to me. That's what I say. Go and whine to someone else or to a tree. Trees don't mind.
Okay, you
whine to Buddha. He's very accepting.
You are one of the funniest llamas that I've ever met.
Thank
Maybe you.
You
would be the only llama that I've ever met. This is one of the
funniest. That's not saying much, then.
So thank you so much for your time and your
listening. My pleasure.
And also writing this fabulous book. I did read it. It's all underlined. I try to savor every single day I'd read it because it was just, I didn't want it to end. It was a lovely, lovely book. So thank you so much for putting it together and realizing
for
suffering about it. So everyone else tune in next Thursday as we talk to Berhan Gephardt about aligning and doing body work. So thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. For more of Fire It Up with CJ, it takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.